Hashtag low at Milhussey. You want to take it there? Well, so we'll only have to write about three sheets, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hashtag low at Milhussey. So we'll look up on him. Right, so now that no one, there's no psach, whether it's like hill or whether bun. Baruch alchios matzah v'achil, v'hadim baruch alchios mar v'achil. V'hadar achil matzah v'chatz v'hadi adadi v'lo baruch ha'm zichu mekdush kehil. So you do matzah, you make a baruch on matzah and you eat it. Make a baruch on mar and you eat it. And then you wrap, you eat matzah and mar v'hadi adadi.
Why is Eichel HaMikdash killed?
Right.
So what is it? Since Bismam Shabbos Mikdash Yekayom, so there's no Hilchasa, right. So he had to do it both ways. Learn like the Rashbam, right? So he had to do it both ways, because he had to do it like Yehul, because Yehul left Krechas indispensable, and then he had to do it how?
Separately because of
Mevalos. Separately because of
Why does Eichel HaMikdash, you're doing it because it's a, there was no psach.
So you do Hill first?
Yeah. The other one, no? Well, are you saying three shittas or two shittas? You have any Trambiotze? All three or just two of them?
I guess if you want to use all three, I got to do Karach first.
Four. Well, you have to, if you did Hillel first, and you're Yotzei Hillel, and you're Yotzei
Rabbanon.
The middle sheet up, but you weren't Yotzei Rabbanon, you weren't Yotzei the other one's Rabbanon.
Right. Right.
If you do separately first, you were Yotzei Rabbanon.
The middle sheet down,
and then you can't do Hillel.
Why not?
What's your Yotzei already?
But according to if you do Hillel first,
you're
Yotzei already
are you
also.
Yotzei? Are you not Yotzei Bainu separately?
I mean, according to you'll do what you'll say it again. If you do.
According to Hillel, you're not Yotzei if you eat them separately.
Right.
So you still eat them separately.
Still do Hillel then afterwards.
Still do Hillel afterwards.
Right. It's symmetrical, no? Doesn't it go?
Like, doesn't matter which way.
The same both ways. You run into the same issue. If you Yotzei two of them and not the third.
Yeah.
Can you make a bracha? How do you pick? You should take the bracha.
Just one bracha.
No, it's two brachas.
If you do them together?
No, I'm saying why do you make the brachas on...
All together, using why do you make the brachas all together as a suffix?
Yeah, like how are you going to... If you're trying to use every sheet...
Bismanabias.
Like if you're saying there would be all sheetas in Bismanabias, so when they do the brachas, like how do you decide...
Would they not do the brachas? Because the
suffix... Right, wouldn't they... Right, like when would they do...
Why is it a question?
If you're a Derabon and a Deraisa,
Why is Zechel HaMikdash?
I mean, it's there was no psak on it, so therefore you wanted the Yotzei Shitas.
Yeah, why is Zechel HaMikdash? That's also a good question.
Yeah, why is Zechel HaMikdash?
Midirabana.
What do you mean?
Midirabana to do.
But what's the Zechel HaMikdash?
Right.
But take a look at the Rashbam.
Zechel HaMikdash Kehel?
Yeah.
Kamo Shehoi Ose Hel Bezmash Bezhei HaMikdash Kayim Shei Ochlim Psachim.
Right.
Because he needs to do all three.
Right.
So the Zechel HaMikdash Kehel it turns out it's just like a Maisakov Bama.
Right.
Because we have no Pesach.
Right. According to Rashbam, right.
What?
According to Rashbam, you need all three.
According to Rashbam, you need all three. So what kind of zechel mitzvah is that?
And wouldn't it be a mitzvah derabanan according to Hillel? Now, b'zman hazeh mar is derabanan, no?
Mar is derabanan.
Yeah, but wouldn't according to Hillel the derabanan of mar be mar and matzah together?
Why?
Because that's the right. So it's not just thing.
No, because no, it wouldn't be because there's no Pesach.
Right, it's Pesach is al matzah.
I know, so therefore mar is not deraisa.
Right.
But there is a mid derabanan of mar.
Yeah, but mid derabanan of mar, why would it require matzah?
Because that's how you do mar. That's how you exist Pesach.
No, but the meal is Pesach.
Amatzah
Shemar Yochluhu, Yochluhu what? You want to do all three.
Yeah, you can't
do that. So the Rabbanan set up a separate entity of just Mar by itself. Even though the Raisa doesn't seem like that. It always exists. Right,
that's the way it seems. That's what we have to say.
I thought that they would set up a Rabbanan of Matzah Mar together.
No, not if you only need Pesach.
The
Raisa. The Raisa need Pesach, so they're not going to set up a half of the Raisa.
So what is the derabanan according to anybody? What is the derabanan? You always need Pesach deraisa.
I understand.
You always need deraisa from Mar. You always need Pesach, right?
When you have Pesach.
Right. When there's no Pesach, Mar is not deraisa anymore.
So the derabanan is set up a separate mitzvah Mar.
Set up mitzvah derabanan of Mar.
Mar.
But it wasn't in, so to speak, like the deraisa of Mar.
You can't because you have no Pesach.
Uh-huh. So what is the derabanan of Mar? Just
that you remember Mar.
To remember Mar.
Right.
So it's like a Zechar. Mar is a Zechar anyway. Mar is a Zechar. It's not a Derban.
Yeah, but it's not
a Zechar. Derban to the Mitzvah Doraisa. It's just a Zechar Bama anyway.
No, it's not a Zechar Bama.
It's a Mitzvah Zechar.
But it's a Chafta Shomasa. They made it into a Chafta Shomasa. They made the Mar into a Chafta.
Why don't you lean for Mar?
What?
I don't believe
in
Mar.
Isn't that Bismana's there?
No. That's Bismana bias.
It is?
Then
why is it
Zechel Mekdash? So why is Zechel Mekdash?
How can Zechel Mekdash Bismana bias?
Yeah.
What?
How can Zechel Mekdash Bismana bias?
No, the Zechel Mekdash is Bismana's there.
Oh, you said
Bismana
bias.
No. Ashtad Milch Zalok Hilwag Rabbanon. Is going back to the right. Mikdash.
Since in the Mikdash it wasn't Ifsak, there was no Hilchasar.
Right. That's Hilchasar. Right. Uh-huh.
So then, nowadays, we do a Zecher in the following way.
Uh-huh.
What kind of halach is that? Why are we doing two? We're trying to be Yotzei everything? Or
when? Bisman Mikdash or now?
Why don't we just hold it? Shouldn't we hold it to Rabbanah and the Rabbanah is arguing in hell? And no, now. Yeah. So now we're going to do everything. We're going to do all the Shitas, right?
Mm.
No.
Everybody agrees now. Everybody agrees you have to eat them separately now.
So the Pesach is not like Hillel. The only reason we're doing Hillel is because of Zechel and Mikdash.
Well, where do you see it's not like Hillel?
Even Hillel was Zechel and
Mikdash. Hillel would agree that nowadays you have to eat them separately.
Because they're Bana.
Because they're Bana.
So
you're doing according to everybody when you eat it separately.
And we do for Hillel a separate reason of Zechel and Mikdash.
Because the only thing you can't be out to was Hillel. Bismanazah, there's no Maisa like Hillel.
Right.
Because there's no Karev, because there's no Pesach.
Right.
But Hillel would agree that Bismana is there, you separately.
Hillel would agree, right.
So why are we doing
this? So we're doing it because in Bismana bias, were we Bismana bias, then we didn't have to be Garach.
Because there was no Pesach, then they did both?
Right. So that's why Hillel did Bismana bias.
So it's really Zechel Midosh, not just Hillel, it's like Zechel Midosh the way they did it.
Not just really Hillel. It's just that since Hillel argues, so if it's mana bias, they would do it that way, so that's why we do it.
Right.
But the kasha that you should ask, Aaron, is that how could they make Zechel and Mikdash if there's no three?
Right, you asked that question.
Right.
There's no Pesach.
There's no Pesach, so what's the krecha?
Right.
So in the time of Mikdash you had Hillel, you had Korach. So now we're doing Zechel and Mikdash. If we were now Bezman and Mikdash, we'd have Korach. So we're doing the Korach as if we were existing in the time of the Mikdash.
Remus. I'm sorry, what do you do in Mikdash? The way we do it today?
Once you did Korach, like Hillel.
That was first,
let's say. They're right, it doesn't matter. But then if you hold Mrs. Mavala Zoo, so you weren't yotz anything, so you have to do it separately. or if you do it separately,
according to Rabbanan hold off you.
There's a third sheet then.
But it's a third sheet then.
It holds that only.
But Hashda is not bringing that.
Oh, it's milk. So look, the Rabbanan the Bison Modi Lehilul the Krechanami Shaper Dami. Avu Rab Yochanan the Kamar the Polgalei the Rabbanan Lagamri less look Krech Kol. So you want to be up to them. So you want to be up to the sheet of Mitzvahs Mivala Zuzu.
Right. Otherwise, just simply you just do in Zvon because you just do Krecha and that would be.
It. But there's three sheetas here. So you want to be asked all three sheetas.
Two are mutually exclusive. Okay.
So Yaakov asked that isn't there a problem that he's being involved with Pesach? According to if you hold Mrs. Mavala Zuazu, if you do Korach. But the answer is you're not Mavala the Pesach from the Chal Hashem Korban Pesach. You're Mavala the Pesach from the Chal Hashem Chefta Shal Mitzvah. But it still is a Korban Pesach. It's just as a chefta shal mitzvah, it's not valid. So it's just like you consume the Pesach. Afterwards, after you answer the mitzvah, you can consume as much Pesach as you want. It's a kiyum. Okay.
So, maybe like, if it was really that...
Kriya, what are you trying to answer?
What's the Zecher Mikdash?
Okay.
So if it was really one, created to create one new chefta, a Pesach matzah mar together, so it really wouldn't make sense what we're doing, because it's not that chefta, it's not a Zecher. But the halacha was that the derech achila should be behind the adad, that you eat things together. So then you can do that, and you ma'is achila of matzah mar together. That's true, it's not, you're missing the Pesach, but they're still eating the matzah mar together. So the nature of the achila is...
So you can do it with the chorosis though?
Why? I wasn't part of it.
Why not?
Well, I do that.
You're eating two things together.
I actually do that.
You're eating two things together.
What?
Any two things together.
How do you eat two things together?
Any two things together,
you say.
Well, matzah
mara. Why are you picking a matzah mara?
Because the Torah wants you to eat matzah mara and Pesach together.
That's right, but now you're just doing matzah mara, you're not doing matzah mara.
It doesn't create one new chafta, it's like your mitzvah should be done together, so you can do those mitzvahs together.
But that's because it was a kiyum in Pesach. That's not shaychus. This is just on my skull of palma.
It was
a zecher. It was
a zecher,
though. The zecher was to teach you that there's a emavavav.
No, but we don't paskin either way. Hashtag lo at milchus lo kama ve lo kama, we don't paskin either way.
No, but that's what the Zecher is, to show you that he aided in a way that it's aim of Atlas. So two over here, even though they're not three kafsos, it's only two, it's aim of Atlas.
He aided in a way that's aim of Atlas.
Right.
So if you aided in a way that's aim of Atlas, you did that already before the Yikar.
No, I mean, it's not
going to be Mavavos. So what is the Krecha? Why do you do the Krecha?
To show you that there's an Achiva that of two of different Chasos, and one won't be Mavavos the other.
Well, to show that one won't be, you mean, like Hillel?
Like Hillel.
Yeah, but they're not mitzvahs.
According to Hillel, you could have done the originals before the Rabbanus.
No, he's not trying to show you Mitzvah Mavavos Zuzu. He's trying to show you Hillel's Halach of Karach. Because you could all Mitzvah the same Mavavos Zuzu be only Karach either. That's the Rabbanan.
Right?
Yes. Rabban. That says that... At Kol Shlomo Shlo Shlomo El Pesach Leyatzer Dechavaso. Right? So he learns, it seems a lot of Rishon went that way too. That what it doesn't mean that if you don't explain these three things, you're not Yatzer Sipur.
Right.
It means you're not Yatzer the Mitzvah, the Shlem Lissa. Right. Because the Maisan Mitzvah is a method of Sipur. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to say is like this. That this Zecher L'Migdash Kehillel is not a halacha in Maisan Mitzvah. It's not Halacha Maisan Mitzvah. It's Halacha in Sipur. That now you're being Mesaper how it was in the time when Hill was around his Masha Beis Mikvei Kayim. So as Sipur, it's good. It's Kim in Sipur. And you see that Sipur is Halacha in Sipur is Halacha Bizman Beis Mikvei Kayim because you see the Bracha, Sher Golano. So you see that the Mikdash is a Kiyum and Sipur. The Mikdash is a Kiyum and Sipur. So that's why, according to the Rashbam, and that's why there's no bracha according to the Rashbam, because it's a Kiyum and Sipur really. It's not a Kiyum and Ma'aseh Mitzvah. You know, the famous Tirgum, Zeh Keli Vanveil, Zeh Olaki, the Evna Elei Mikdash. So you see, the biggest Shvach HaShem Makom is really Mikdash. And in Oz Yashir itself, it brings down Mikdash. Tviyam HaSidah HaNachol HaSchom HaMacham Shifra Baal HaShem Mikdash, Ad HaShem Kanu Yidecha. So the Gula is tied to Mikdash. The whole Gula is tied to Mikdash. So the reason why you do Zeich HaMikdash, according to the Rashbam, is because it's a Din and Sipur. Being Mesapa, you're saying, this is, if we were Bismana Bias, which we have to remember, then we had Pesachim there, then we'd have to do this Korach. Because the Halacha says Nakamara Nakamara. The Rashbam is very smooth.
Then why do you do it after Magid's over, if it's just a Maisa Sipur? Shouldn't it be part of Magid then?
No, because it's part of the Sipur that takes place through the Achila.
Achila's
Mitzvahs. Well, but this is the right place to put it.
And you wouldn't be expressing what they did in Mikdash. That's right. You have to get it as accurate as possible, so you do it at the time they would have done it.
Right. It's a Sipur Ayde Maisa.
It's not your Maisa Mitzvah. It's really just a pure Maisa Sipur.
No, it's
Maisa
not.
Sipur,
no.
Really just a
Maisa
Sipur completely.
That's right.
Well,
but
still
belongs
together with the
mitzvahs. Right, but it
belongs here. Why don't you have the problem you said before that it's, Pesach's not there?
Because if it was Maisa, so then you have that problem. Because
right.
You don't have the Maisa. But if it's Sipur, so then it doesn't have to be exact.
Right.
As long as it makes you think about it, reminds you of it.
You're doing as close as you can.
That's right. As a matter of fact, you know, most people say you shouldn't say Zechum Mitzkel.
Why
in the Haggadah.
Why not?
Because it says Hafsik.
Right.
But according to the Rashbam, but in some Haggadahs it says you should say it. So I was thinking, according to the Rashbam, you should say it.
Right.
It's not Hafsik, because it's not Mitzvah, it's really Kiyum and Sipur. So Zechum and Tishkelu would be like Koshalom Shloshu Varm Elo Pesach Lehas Zechalas.
Should bring that down then, no? Shouldn't they bring that down? Shouldn't they say it if they really hold it's Likuva?
If it's Likuva, I mean, yeah, but we don't go like the Rashbam. I'm
saying the Rashbam shouldn't bring that down, like openly, like
you
have to
but
say.
But you hold it's Likuva?
No, I'm not saying it's Likuva. I'm saying it's a Kiyum.
Oh, okay.
You eat matzah without saying anything?
Yeah.
Right.
That's correct.
Could you do it after?
Well, if you eat matzah, you don't say anything, so you don't have a full Kiyum.
Maybe you'd say later. You say it after, at the end, by
Rav
Gamliel. Where's
Rav
Gamliel?
Before,
at the end of
before. It's got to be before.
It's got to be before.
Wouldn't help
before
you to do it
Masa
after.
Mitzvah.
Right.
To avoid the Hafsik, wouldn't help you.
What?
To do it after to avoid the Hafsik, it wouldn't help you.
Wouldn't help you.
So if you didn't have this Machlokas between Hillel and Rabban,
and maybe, I don't know, I'm just mentioning that according to Rashbam, wouldn't be Hafsik.
Right.
So if you didn't have this Machlokas,
it would be preferable to do it.
Right, I understand. I'm saying if you want to do it after, and then maybe be able to say every day, that's what you're trying to want.
Could be. Yeah.
So if you didn't have this machlokas between Hillel and the Rabbanan here, so you wouldn't have this part in the Seder?
That's right.
So would there be, like, other aspects in the Seder?
I don't know. What would have been, I don't know. Would they make another Zeich HaMikdash? I don't know. But that's what it is.
The Rambam calls it Zechel Mikdash. He doesn't say Zechel Mikdash Kehillah.
That's right. The Rambam does not say Kehillah.
Just Agav, on Shabbos HaGadol,
Asimar Yerbanan, Mabah, Amatz Dereisa. The Kol Shekein De'ilo Havim Marar, Filma Derabanan, De Mabatala Hamatza. So even if Marar was not Midrabanan, they would be mevatel the matzah. The mashmal kaman.
So what is he saying?
So he's saying that even if it was like a rishus, it's not just a specific.
It would be a kolshkin. Well, first of all, why is it a kolshkin?
Right.
The rabbanon is a rishus also.
Right. And also, he has a
gavmin
here, right?
He has avmin.
Right.
He has avmin to say
dafka
to that what?
Dafka that's the rabbanon is mevatel.
Right.
Dafka.
Because it's the rabbanon can be mevatel. Because rishus who cares doesn't exist.
Right. Right. What's the avmin? What's masana?
Right. And what's the kolshkin? Right.
And what's the kolshkin? That's a tough one. So for the kolshkin, I think we can answer simply that if the rabbanon is closer to a deraisa than a mirushus in this sense, that it's a davar shel chiyuv. Because and it's not as a cheftza, it's a rishus, but as a dvar chiyuv, it's similar to a deraisa. As a matter of fact, the deraisa recognizes the chiyuv asiyus the rabbanon.
Right.
So that's this kolshkin.
Where do you see that
the Torah
recognizes the
Torah? Yeah. So in terms of Asiyah, there's no difference. Tchovas Asiyah.
I don't think we got the Havmin.
The question?
The
Havmin.
Oh,
the Havmin?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go with that.
Right.
Okay. But the question is, what does Tais Havmin over there? So Aaron said very well, that because Rishus, you might say, can't be Mevatel, because it's Rishus is neutral, it's nothing. Like Heter. Heter is no, there's no Chal Hashem Heter, there's a Chal Hashem Mitzvah. So there's a Chal Hashem Mitzvah, but there's not a Chal Hashem of Rishus. So you might say it's not Mevatel, because it has no Chal Hashem of Ne'atzma, no identity. So what's the answer? Why is it Mevatel? That's the odd one.
Why is it? Because it's dvar chiyuv, dvar shel chiyuv.
What?
Why is that a problem?
What is it?
Why is that a problem?
Why is it a problem?
Because isn't that always how Bittul works? Heter is mevatel issa, because it takes away the characteristics of issa. Those two, Rishus, is mevatel mitzvah, because it takes away from the characteristics of the mitzvah.
So I understand what he is saying.
The fact that there's no chaloshim heti doesn't take away from the fact that heti is mevatel issa.
No, because that's a different type of bittul.
Yeah.
That's bittul machmas otzon miyuto.
Right.
It's a different kind of bittul. That's what the Ram says.
So the two types of bittul are unconnected.
Well, yeah, this is bittul mitzvahs. That's bittul yisurin. Bittul yisurin means the yisurin ma'arayin. It's not chashiv. It's nothing. It's too far diluted. It's not k'zayis v'chadei achilas pras.
Let's see, it is k'zayis v'chadei achilas pras bittul below or something. You have different kinds of bittul, even if the thing is not a double crush with
an asma. I understand what you're talking about. That's a different kind of bittul. You're talking about bittul yisurin?
So. Yeah, I think if you're going to compare it to heter, so that's what heter is about, so you basically do. You go over to Tom or Otamutu or whatever it is. I'm saying the same thing should apply over here. Because here, what was the problem is that the...
No, many...
In Matthew, the Tom is Tom.
There's Machlokes what we say Chaz Venir or not. So the Machlokes is whether by Bittul, do you say that the Shem... that is that the is nesapech laheter, or do you say no? In that proportion is mutter. So we're going to point to that second sheet.
Well, here the problem
with
the top.
It's only one logical answer. You want to think about it a second or what?
Yeah.
Okay. The Shem is novei over here, not intrinsically because it has a Shem. It's relative to the things being mevatel. So the Shem Rishus is further removed. So the relative is further removed. It's more distant relative to the mitzvah than the Rabbanan. So it does have a Shem. It has a Shem Mevatel, but the Shem Mevatel is because of the institution of the relative. Relative to mitzvah, it's the opposite. So the Shem emerges from its opposition, not from its intrinsic character. That's what Tessa's saying.
Right, and
that's Kolshkin. That's Kolshkin. Okay, so how thesis?
Right. Nizamin is holding has to get the shame identity objectively.
That's right.
Then Rishus is nothing.
Then Rishus is nothing.
For the Rudurban, you could say something.
That's right.
Once you think it's a relative shame, so then even Rishus exists.
Right.
It's even greater.
Even greater. The shame emerges from the relative. Okay. Yeah, easy thesis, message.
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
Just going back on what we mentioned before, that the Rabbanon, why it's Kolshkein. So he said it's even though the Chefta is not recognized Doraiso.
Right.
So it's like a Davar Shel Chiyuv.
Right.
So do you mean it's? I'm just trying to get like the category straight. Do you mean it's like a Chefta of Chiyuv, or are you saying it's not like a Halacha in the Chefta altogether? It's just that like
as a Chefta, it has it's a Davar Chiyuvus. It's not Rishus.
And even
has the character of Chiyuvus.
And the Torah recognizes that quality in the Chefta even. It doesn't recognize it as a Chefta Shel Mitzvah. It recognizes that the Chefta is involved in a
Torah. It's not a Korach. There's no Chefta Shel Korach in the Reis.
Right. But the Torah recognizes that it's involved in something that it recognizes as a Chiyuv.
As
a
Siyah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
I shouldn't say Korach. I should say Mor. Okay. What does it mean, Kedemash Melakamon?
Yeah, where is that?
He's referring to like the very, very end of the Hilchos of why you have to do Shi Hillel in Rabbana. Right, why you have to. Well, it's a problem. Why, if you ate the matzah already, you have to do the raisa, it becomes a rishus. Therefore, you couldn't eat it with the mar, so you have to eat the mar separately.
And what?
The last reason to set the last tosos.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because it's mashma that first he has to have matzah,
right.
And then he has to have mar,
right.
Then he has to have korech.
Why didn't
he
just eat it all together?
Why doesn't he just have why
matzah, then
and then korech, and then mar.
No, you'd be able to mar in the korech, no?
Yeah.
Right, just have matzah and korech.
Matzah and korech.
Right.
Right.
The problem is...
The problem is, of course, the matzah shor reshus will be mevatel
mar the rabban.
Mar the rabban.
Right.
Right, that's very good.
And he openly says it.
Yeah, he openly says it, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Hodesh Shariba Komates Matsu Metu Velas Lo Asu Bisamim Umvao Lamatsa. The Amen of Bisamim Kim Dabar Mua.
So you see over here, he's going back to the Dini the Chefta. Chefta Rabim Vadal. So he says, Matsu Metu Velas is true, you have the vehicle of changing the Tam. Because it's Metu Velas, Tavlin is strong tasting. But it's only a Dabar Muat. So it doesn't have a substance of it. It doesn't satisfy the requirements of a substance of a mevatel.
Right,
because it's accidental for the matzah.
Because it's very small. There's not much there. It's not a very chashuv.
Right.
So how is honey on the bread? Is it the same thing?
Honey on the bread?
Yeah, your sukkah's shalafim. Is it the same thing as double more? Or is it because spices are like really nothing?
Yeah. Is it like a quantitative thing that it's
right,
just
it's
small,
just
small
or just little,
right,
or
the spices are.
You have also shiva davar mu'at.
Yeah, what is
right.
That?
Sounds like quantitatively
right.
The spices are davar
mu'at.
They're
not like,
accidental.
They're
not accidental to the
yeah,
festival.
Right.
They're not a lamashas, they're just
not
lamashas,
right.
Tam.
Entities of Tam, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
So
what does it bring that in for?
Mm-hmm. Was he beyond Nachronim?
Now, later years.
Does he mean
he doesn't mean not for the mitzvah?
Does he mean like after the Chorban? Like the,
No. No, I mean after Yom HaKorim means even in the
end of Pesach.
The end of Pesach. Not mitzvah. Sorry, I'm sorry.
It's a Chamis problem.
It's a Chamis problem.
Right. Sounds like totally random.